So the collaboration started a couple of months ago now, I guess, almost a year ago. I work at the Freedom Center as interim director. At that time, I was the manager of content development and interpretation, and we were looking for ways to expand the content of the Freedom Center with a grant that we had through the Department of Education. And as a student, I also needed to do a practicum to graduate from NKU. So I teamed up with Dr. Eric Jackson to come up with the idea of writing a book on Cincinnati's Underground Railroad.
Tell me a little bit about the book. It's primarily comprised of photographs. What will people see?
They will see images of early Cincinnati, some of them dating to the early 1800s, all the way up through the American Civil War. They will see images of communities like College Hill and Mount Healthy and some other locations throughout the city. They'll see images of historically African-American graveyards and other important graveyards like the Wesleyan Cemetery, Union Baptist Cemetery, Spring Grove Cemetery. They're going to see images of people that were involved in the Underground Railroad. They're going to see pictures of how slavery developed inside the United States, because we wanted to show that this just isn't a Cincinnati picture, but this is a national story.
And some of these pictures have not been published in the past. Where did you find all the material for the book?
So we actually found the materials from local historical societies, personal collections, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center's collection, the Cincinnati Historical Society, the Ohio Historical Society, New Richmond Historical Society. So we really went all around the city and around the state, really, and also around the nation to find different pictures that we could put into this book.
What will people learn about the Underground Railroad in Cincinnati that they didn't already know?
Well, I think they're obviously going to learn that Cincinnati played a major role in the Underground Railroad. But you're going to see many different facets of the story. So you're going to see how the community was really working together. Like most people say, this is a loose network. Well, inside Cincinnati, you had African-American churches working with white churches. You had people of different ethnic and financial backgrounds working together to help people coming across the river. And I think that's what makes this story so important for us to tell, is because it really involved all kinds of different people working together to help someone reach freedom.
It sounds to me like a lot of these events that took place prior to, during, and just shortly after the Civil War really helped shape the community that Cincinnati has become now.
I definitely think it does. I think that Cincinnati has always had a interesting story on kind of walking on the fence, I'll say. One side of the community was actively involved in the Underground Railroad. One side obviously supported the institution of slavery at the time. I think today the community is still heavily involved in helping people reach freedom. You have the Freedom Center that sits here on the banks of the Ohio River. You have organizations that are helping people that are enslaved today right here in our community. So Cincinnati has always had this rich history of being involved in the fight for freedom.
You can find out how to get more information about Cincinnati's Underground Railroad on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Richard Cooper, thank you for your time.
Thank you.